Welcome to the Coder Catch Up podcast. My name is Jamie Jones. In this episode, what I'm going to be talking about is a nice, useful site that has a handful of tips for working with Git, in particular when you have some issues with Git. And these are issues that can come up quite often. And this site, there's some things in here, some tips and tricks that can really save you. For the sake of keeping this podcast clean, I'm going to replace one of the words in the title and the domain name with crap. The other word that actually is starts with S, ends with T, and kind of guess that. There'll be links in the show notes to the site. Anyway, so essentially this is stuff that really will get you out of a pickle in quite a number of cases. Now, this I've got a Git tip episode that I'm going to record because this doesn't cover a whole bunch of Git tips. It's just some very unique cases where they can really save your bacon, essentially. So I'm going to read the excerpt here. So Git is hard, screwing up is easy, and figuring out how to fix your mistakes is impossible. Git documentation has this chicken and egg problem where you can't search for how to get yourself out of a mess unless you already know the name of the thing you need to know about in order to fix your problem. That's very true. So basically, this is a site by, I think it's Katie Silent Miller. And basically, this is just stuff that she has used to get herself out of bad situations and kind of do it in a more of a plain English fashion, because trying to go through the Git docs can be a bit confusing and working things out. So I'm going to go over a few of them here, but I recommend checking out the site. Links in the show notes. This is definitely one you should bookmark. So this one, I did something terribly wrong. Please tell me Git has a magic time machine. And this is about using Git's reflog feature. And this is really, it's pretty impressive. You can see essentially it's like a point in time recovery kind of implementation into Git itself. It's interesting. You see all the different Git commands are being run and all that kind of stuff. It's nice. So you can literally step back using the reflog and the various indexes. So that one's a really handy one to know, and I don't think a lot of people actually know about that, but it's a good way to kind of discover what's going on. I committed and immediately realized I need to make one small change. This is how to kind of essentially add in a small change and amend your commit to include that. The next one is kind of, I need to change the message on my last commit. This happens often. You do a quick inline kind of message and you realize you put a typo or you've put some casing wrong or something, so your commit message isn't so nice. That one I use quite a lot, just if I want to amend or I had a later thought, like, oh, actually, I want to kind of fix that one up. Another really important one, this one does happen. There's actually two variations of this that they've got on here, and that's about committing something to master accidentally when it should have been on a new branch. And the other one is accidentally committing to the wrong branch, and the wrong branch happens to me often because sometimes I'll switch out to another branch to help someone or quickly knock something out that was more important, that's higher priority, and I'll accidentally keep working on that same branch and then realize I need to have that stuff on a different branch. So that one's a really handy one as well. And just to finish this up, there's one on essentially diffing. So when you do a git diff in the command line, a lot of people can have a look at stuff and be like, hey, there's code missing here, and it might be because you've actually staged some files to be committed. And essentially what happens is the normal git diff doesn't check what's been staged, only what's actually in the kind of working part of the branch. So what you need to do is run git diff tac or dash dash staged, and that will show you what's kind of been staged, the diff about what's been staged. That one's a really handy one too. It is a feature. There's no kind of bugs or anything like that. That's on purpose. But that's essentially all I wanted to talk about is this website. It's something, it's been around for a little while now, and I think it really will give you some insights into possibly some other features or ways to use Git, but generally just to get you out of a sticky situation. As I said, I'm probably going to do my own Git episode with a bunch of tips because I have a whole heap of them. But I'd love to know what your tips are. Do you have any other sites, any resources, any just general tips that you have? I'd love to know. You can send through a tweet to @CoderCatchUp on Twitter. You can send through an email to CoderCatchUp@gmail.com or even just leave a comment on CoderCatchUp.com for this episode. If you want to talk more in depth, though, or throw some questions back and forth, you can go on to slack.codercatchup.com and join the Slack channel there and just talk all things code. But other than that, that's essentially it. If you do have a spare few moments, I'd love or appreciate if you could leave a comment, rating, and review in iTunes. That helps me out, helps other people out, provides some more visibility into the podcast. But other than that, we'll catch you in the next episode.